Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 through 8. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them. Then they shall dwell in their own land. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Behold, the days are coming when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. Something living and active would come from the rotten, dying family tree of David with its limbs full of wicked kings. It's good news that at last a king would arise to deal wisely. But to most eyes, it would have been enough just to fend off disaster, fend off the Babylonians, rescue that first wave of captives already taken. The concern on everyone's mind is the imminent collapse of the nation, enemies coming from all around to deliver a final blow. In such desperate times, such last days, it might make sense that desperate times should call for desperate measures. But the word of the Lord calls his people back to himself, back to his ways. It was for the sins and the injustices of Israel and her kings that she was judged by God and destroyed by Assyria. And it was for the sins and injustices of Judah that her kings, that she was carried off to Babylon in judgment. Let us, dear Christians, be instructed by that warning. When we see decay, distress, desperation, we should recognize the Lord's judgment and repent, lest we likewise perish. Jeremiah and all prophets and apostles are to call the world to return to the Lord our God. So it must be in this new year also. Repent and trust in Christ. Return also to his ways. It does not make sense that desperate times call for desperate measures. It is not the time for pitting evil against evil, looking out for number one, draining the treasury, or seizing the day while it lasts, and so forth. If the times are desperate, dear saints, hope all the more in the Lord alone, and attend all the more to what he calls just. For our part, even though we are not kings, we ought to deal wisely. We ought to redeem the time from evil days, as Paul writes to us. But what of that king? The branch of the tree who will arise is named the Lord our righteousness. And so, quite nearly, was the very next king of Israel named Zedekiah, which means roughly, the Lord is my righteousness. He arose in David's line. He did not live up to his name, nor did he fulfill this prophecy. He did not reign wisely. He did not execute justice in the Lord's ways. In fact, he called a stop-loss program on the Hebrew slaves, refusing to release them after 7 years, as the Lord commands. Zedekiah was not the righteous branch growing into a new and living tree. He was, in fact, the very end of the royal line. Now, this is the name by which Judah's righteous branch is called: the Lord. The Lord himself must bring about a reign that surpasses all the expediencies and the temporal justices of mankind. It comes not by imposing newer and better laws, or by managing decline, nor by reversing it. He comes living up to his name. The Lord is our righteousness. Jesus Christ is the righteous branch Jeremiah foretold, the Son of David, who comes in the name of the Lord into this world, into our human flesh. And he did not come only in name, like unbelieving Zedekiah. He lived without despair, with hope fixed in his Father. He acted wisely and justly, and as king, he rules according to his Father's right and will by dying and by rising. And in all this, he proves himself worthy of the name, gracious and righteous. But his name is not simply righteousness. This is the name by which he is called, the Lord, our righteousness. He's not simply a man of right commands, introducing reform. He is our reconciliation and our sufficiency. He is himself our right standing with God. Our collect for this first week in Advent calls out the true peril and the reason for despair. It's not looming debts or decay of this world or a bleak political future, but it is our sins. These are the threat. Out of sin, every disorder and decay in this world arises in some way out of man's disordered and decaying heart. Nothing is right between us now. How can we ever be right with God? Well, only when God makes himself the very basis for our justification, our righteousness. And so Jeremiah proclaims a second prophecy in his book about the righteous branch, just 10 chapters later. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteousness. No longer he alone, but also Jerusalem and his people shall be called by his name. The righteousness of Jesus is declared, it is imputed, it is given to his people so that they actually bear his holy name. They are saved by his mighty deliverance. They are rescued from the threatening perils of their sins by this singular king who is crowned with thorns and enthroned, first on a cross, now at the right hand of the Father, and always for this reason, on the praises of Israel and of the church. So let us begin anew this year, dear saints, at the foundations of our most holy faith. Let us repent of our sins, all of which are perilous, especially that despair that so often threatens us. And let us believe and confess that Christ is King, and that he is King in this way. He is our righteousness. His love, beyond all telling, has procured our liberty. He has purchased us with God's own blood. He has given us his name in holy baptism and imputed to us his righteousness. And since we bear such a marvelous name, let us not be found bearing it in name only. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.